You're listening to Game Play with Matthew Cause on TSN 1050. Embrace the odds.
I want winners.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Game Play. I'm your host, Matthew Cause. Two great guests in the first hour. Everything was moving so fast, but I mean, just a ton of fun. Some other news just going on. We'll take a moment to relax here. And then we'll do start 'em, sit 'em, cut 'em in a moment, which we do every Thursday here on Game Play. The agents of Cowboys running back Zeke Elliott. And I like that the fact agents. How many agents do you have there, Zeke? You're a running back. All you need is one to beg and plead for whatever team you're on to give you a second contract. But the agents say they will figure out his value at the combine and then decide if they'll accept a restructured contract to stay with Dallas, is according to Adam Schefter. And if Zeke refuses to reconstruct his contract, he will be released. And my message to Zeke is, football is, in a lot of ways, is unfair. It is especially unfair if you're a running back. Super Bowl was just a little while ago. The person who gained the most yards wasn't Jalen Hurts, wasn't Patrick Mahomes. KC's first-round draft pick running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he didn't see the field. Philly didn't have any first-round running backs. The running backs they had didn't really do much. It was a seventh-rounder for the Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco. Go back and look at who wins the Super Bowl every year. Find me the first-round running backs getting paid $14 million a season. It's unfair. It is the nature of that position in that sport. For Zeke Elliott, I know money, and this is true for all athletes, money equals respect. It should. But I don't know about you, Josh. To me, a lot of Zeke's value is going to be based on how healthy will Tony Pollard be next year.
Absolutely. I remember before the Super Bowl even started, there was talks in Dallas. I remember he was talking to the Fort Worth Star, and he was mentioning, I want to be in Dallas. Like, I'm willing to take a pay cut. I'm willing to take on the journey with this team because of how much poise there is. But when you look at Zeke's kind of level in the NFL, where is he on the tier ranks? Like, we know the Nick Chubbs.
Yeah.
We know the Alvin Kamaras. Like, is he up to that level? Not many people could agree with it. But
he's a
lot of excellence to the game.
He is a very good running back. He's going to get more under a microscope because he's from Dallas. So, you know, but he's had over 2,100 touches when you look at receptions and rushing yards. 27 years old. Last year was his first year averaging under 4 yards a carry. I know he had 12 touchdowns, so in some ways he feels like he's more valuable in fantasy than he is in reality. Teams aren't going to do this. Like San Fran went out and did that deal for Christian McCaffrey, but they were in a unique position where it's like, well, we're not spending as much on quarterbacks. We can bring in McCaffrey because we're close to winning it all. I just don't see. And also with that, they brought in McCaffrey because McCaffrey was a dynamic pass catcher. He's almost like a receiver. Zeke Elliott in 1993 gets a big contract. Zeke Elliott in 2023, man, that guy's a year away from being a situational back.
Well, he was making more than Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones. Like,
that's not happening.
I personally can't say, as a fan of the NFL as a whole, I cannot really put Zeke in my top five. And it has to come to that money part. There's only one running back in the NFL that makes more, and it's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And look at the impact he had in San Fran. So that's the total difference, and they'll have to weigh the values and what team is willing to give him
more. And again, they're different backs. Yeah, you know, one of them, you know, Christian McCaffrey, you can split out. He can run so many different route trees. You can't say that about Ezekiel Elliott.
No.
He's of a different time. And, you know, we can talk about, like, to me, one of the most unfair things, and this is how it works in the NFL, you get drafted as a running back, and it's like, for the next 4 years, we're going to make you a star. But we're going to make you a star by giving you all these carries on a rookie contract. Then when your rookie contract is done, bye-bye. And then we're going to go find the next one. And we're going to do that over and over and over again. And that is one way teams deal with salary caps. find that running back late in the draft, have a good offensive line, and then move on. I always bring up this example. When Saquon Barkley was in his first couple of years, those were his best seasons, before he got injured. And he was great last year. It's nothing against last year. But when he was having like 1,500 yards rushing, the Giants were a bottom five team in overall rushing yards, and they had losing records. You don't win games because your running back is a Pro Bowler. You win games because your offensive line turns turns average talent and makes them look good.
Well, look at the Chicago Bears. Led the league in rushing yards the entire year. Where did they finish?
Drafting number one overall.
And who are they probably going to pick or trade?
Yeah, I think in the end they keep Justin Fields. I think they keep Fields and they try to see if a team will make a deal with them, and they just go get whatever the best defensive player is out there.
I believe it was an interview with Rick Eisen. Mm-hmm. And they talked...
Rick? I think it's Rich.
Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
With Rich Eisen and discussed his future.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like Poles, the GM, says, we haven't told them much yet. I remember there was the press conference a couple months ago saying, Fields is our guy. Fields is our number one. We're building around Justin Fields. And then he comes out and says, I haven't heard any of these topics. So who do we tend to believe? The quarterback himself?
Yeah.
Or the GM of the franchise?
Yeah.
It's a tough storyline.
Yeah, it is. Well, because here's what it balances on. Bryce Young, who's going to be the first quarterback taken, who could go number one from Alabama, he's a small guy. But if Bryce Young, his draft status, he's got a higher draft grade than what Justin Fields had. So maybe you draft Bryce Young because at least you have him on a bunch more years on a rookie deal. You're going to have to play Justin Fields sooner. We still don't know what you have with Justin Fields. It's a tricky one.
And Matt, before we move on, it was like, do they go with the edge, Will Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much will he add to a team that lacks a ton on the defensive side? But how many draft picks could you get in return? Maybe like a 7 and 7 and 8. Like where is it range? That's what Chicago has to see. And I think Fields is their guy. It's hard to trade a guy like that.
There's two ways of doing it. KC, you find that quarterback. Man, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is Philly and San Fran. We're gonna have so much talent there that eventually we'll find a quarterback, and the talent will help elevate the quarterback. Which, by the way, takes nothing away from Jalen Hurts. A hell of a game in the Super Bowl. Man, the amount of times that guy found Dallas Goedert on very tight windows. He's improving as a passer. All right, we do it every Thursday. It is time now for the sports version of F, Marry, Kill. It is start 'em, sit 'em, cut 'em.
Today we're going to have you play a fun little game called F, Marry, Kill.
Oh, wow.
For this game, we'll show you pictures of three people, and you have to decide which one you want to have sex with, which you'd marry, and which one you'd kill.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
All right, producer Josh, what do we got first?
Here we go, Maddie. We were discussing at the start of the show, and you were talking about the betting lines in baseball.
Well, yeah.
These rules are being rejigged totally. MLB is set to introduce new rule changes for the 2023 season. And out of these three selections, which rule will have the most significance and most impact and will make a big difference?
Uh-huh.
The no shift,
yep.
The new pitch clock,
uh-huh.
Or larger bases?
Okay, I am going to immediately cut larger bases. I love it, but no one steals bases anymore because analytics is ruined. No, I'm not going to do the whole analytics is ruining sports. Analytics can often make sports less fun. I think we can agree on that. Except for, you know, more teams go for it on fourth down. You know, we'll save this for August, the impact of the analytics on our consumption of sports. But I'm going to cut larger bases. I'm going to sit the new pitch clock. Because that feels like one of those rules where early on they're going, yeah, we're really enforcing it. And then they're like, meh, we're just letting you do what you want. But I'm going to start the banning of the shift. I think I'm wildly fascinated to see what that does for batting. And hopefully this eventually leads to where every at-bat isn't either a strikeout or a home run.
And lefty hitters, they might have a field day.
Yeah.
Watch out for them. NBA All-Star Game from Utah occurs this weekend, starting with the Rising Stars game,
uh-huh.
Then Saturday night, then the big game on Sunday. From Saturday's skills competition, Maddie,
yeah.
In a watchability, in your pure enjoyment,
yeah.
Are you watching the skills challenge,
uh-huh.
The three-point contest, or the slam dunk contest?
I am cutting the slam dunk contest. Can you name me one person involved in the slam dunk contest?
Jericho Sims.
Who's that?
He is a center for the New York Knicks.
Okay, follow-up question. What percentage of human beings listening to our voices know who the hell that is?
I guess pure NBA fans?
Like, no. All human... yes, pure NBA fans. I'm a pure NBA fan. I learned who Jericho Sims was today.
Trey Murphy, Kenyon Martin Jr., Mac McClung.
Yeah.
Different.
5%?
Different from what it was in
5% of people who know who these people are. I know Kenyon Martin. I know Kenyon Martin Jr.'s dad. He was a tough enforcer with the Nets and had women's lips tattooed on his neck. A very odd neck tattoo. My point is, the slam dunk contest has no stars. I'm going to cut that. I am going to sit the skills competition, just because seeing Giannis with a ball in his hand is always fun, but I'm going to start the three-point contest because we do have stars there. Buddy Hield, not a true legit star, but a very good shooter. Tyrese Halliburton, a young star up-and-comer. Now let's get to the big ones. Hell, I didn't even mention Tyler Hero, who's had moments in the NBA in the playoffs with the Miami Heat, but at the very least, we got Jason Tatum, and we got Damian Lillard. The three-point contest, it's not even close. That is by far what I am the most interested in.
I am going to double down on that, say I love that decision as well. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, his name is going through the news again, and like he stated he's like going to take some
STD.
Time.
STD. Oh, it's spreading. Can't get rid of it.
Cannot get rid of it, just like a Tom Cruise film. Right, Maddie?
No, how dare you? How dare you? I don't hear anything. Don't you dare compare a Tom Cruise movie. Oh, because we were talking about Tom Cruise having sex yesterday.
Yeah.
Different conversation. Anyway, yes, Russell Westbrook.
Going to take some time to what's coming next in his future. And Paul George of the Los Angeles Clippers says he is going to mesh on our group well. But there's other teams interested. And of the bio destinations, which team would he make the most sense on?
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Bulls, the LA Clippers, or the Miami Heat? All that are pretty interested in him right now.
I'm going to cut the Miami Heat. They're the most about just culture, and there's a certain way we do things here. And they've already got a really old guard in Kyle Lowry, so I don't see him going there. So I'm going to cut the Miami Heat. I'm going to sit the Chicago Bulls, and I will start the L.A. Clippers. I think Westbrook would be the most motivated to do some winning in L.A., but not with the Lakers.
All right. Not bad decisions. Last question for you for starting. I'm sitting up coming here, yeah. Maddie. Tiger Woods. He's back.
He is.
At 3:04 p.m.
Did you see that pairing? Did you see that pairing today?
Wow.
It's him. It's Justin Thomas, and I think Rory McIlroy. Like, that is an incredible threesome.
That is next level. And he's one of the longest tenured athletes to play in one singular sport.
Yep.
Crazy. Age 47. Of your watchability, again, another watchability question because there's so much of it going on throughout the world of sports. Are you taking a Tiger Woods on TV? Mm-hmm. Are you going to throw on LeBron James?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to throw on a Roger Federer? All who have been in their respective sports for over 20 years.
Yep.
And adds pure excitement to every time you watch them. Box office, ticket stars. Who are you taking? Start, sit, cut. Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Roger Federer.
I'm cutting Federer. I'm tired of him. Everyone just loves him so much. This arrogant man. Oh, look at me with my monogram shirts in case I forget what my name is. I am cutting Federer. Because Federer, Tiger. Yeah, I'm cutting Federer. I'm going to sit LeBron. I'm starting Tiger Woods because I haven't seen Tiger in ages, and no athlete moves the needle more than Tiger Woods, so I'm going to start him.
And I saw a stat today on the betting world. 70% of bettors betting on this Open are on Tiger Woods to at least win.
You mean make the cut, win.
I saw some winning bets. Yeah.
What? That is stupid.
It doesn't matter how much money they're throwing on it, but... There's some Tiger winning.
Just everyone out there, just put $10 on him making the cut. Enjoy Thursday and Friday and end it there. All right. Good job by you. On the other side, Jason Kelce gets really emotional. And it's a really nice, sweet moment on the podcast when they're reflecting back on their mom, who absolutely killed it at the Super Bowl. So we'll get into that after traffic, which is brought to you by JanPro, proudly serving Canadian businesses for over 25 years. Put your trust in JanPro, the leader in commercial cleaning and disinfection services. Visit janpro.ca today. So Tiger Woods is going to be teeing off really any second now with Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas. That is going to be a great threesome. And I got him plus 156 to make the cut. I'm not betting on him to win it. The number one Canadian, now you have to check because some of them are already out there on the range of the first round. But Corey Connors went in at 18-1. Nick Taylor, 24-1. Adam Hadwin at 18-1. Mackenzie Hughes at 49-1. And then Adam Svensson at 100-1 to win this tournament. The big game tonight in the NBA is Clippers at Phoenix, and both teams are it's like minus one, so it's basically a pick 'em. And from what I could see, and Josh, I don't know if you've seen any different, is I think Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are both going to play tonight. Correct?
From what it looks like, it's only Norman Powell on the injured reserve, so yeah. It looks like Kawhi Leonard, Paul George are going up against the Phoenix Suns. And Maddie, have you seen these new pictures of Kevin Durant in the Suns gear? It's looking scary for the Western Conference.
We'll see. We'll see. I get why it is. Healthy Durant is you know, a top three best player in the NBA. Chris Paul, can he survive four rounds? As the playoffs go on, you play every other day. DeAndre Ayton, the numbers look good, but he's not a force around the basket. He's a weird player. He's big, and he looks like he should be physical, but everything is little layups and roll-ins. There's not a lot of dunks with him. How long are we going to get Durant healthy? I mean, the best thing he got is Devin Booker. He's had some injuries, but Devin Booker is a legit star. Listen, if they're all healthy, the Suns should be the favorite.
They should go all the way.
Yes.
If Kevin Durant stays healthy. That's the real question, because Devin Booker's missed games. Chris Paul has missed a chunk of games this year. So if they roll into the playoffs, similar to what the Brooklyn Nets kind of did when James Harden had the terrible foot injury, Kyrie Irving out, it was Kevin Durant leading the way, the Suns might be in some trouble. So that is what they want. They want to stay healthy. They need the guys to be in shape for the playoffs.
I do like the Clippers tonight. You got Kawhi and Paul George. I'll just take them. Phoenix, I will take the Clippers tonight to beat the Phoenix Suns. Fun night last night, Cleveland-Philly. At one point, the Cavs were down by 28. The Sixers, they made like 13 straight free throws to end the game. They win 118-112. Dallas-Denver could have been a better game, but no Kyrie Irving. Denver wins 118-109. And the remarkable thing for Luka Doncic, I feel bad for the guy. He does not have a lot of help. That first quarter, he had 17 points, and he assisted on 7 more points as Dallas only trailed 26-25 in the first quarter. But 2 of those assists led to dunks. It was basically Luka versus Denver. He did as much as he could in the end. Another triple-double for Nikola Jokic, who only took 9 shots. 4 players had more shots than him last night.
That is crazy. They're 21-0 when he records a triple-double this year. So that's his 21st of the year. Almost averaging a triple-double, I believe he is.
He is averaging a triple-double, and he's shooting over 60%. It's incredible.
He doesn't need to score a ton to make his mark. And look, Jeff Green. It's always the old veterans showing their way, eh?
Well, Jeff Green better than Danny Green. Getting back to the NFL, the Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce podcast. Let's have a listen to the center for the Eagles, Jason Kelce. And this, I love this clip because this is genuine emotion about a guy who just really loves his mom. Have a listen.
The moment I saw mom is when I got really emotional because, man, it was so awesome. It was.
All right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was awesome for, you know, she was on top of the world for a week.
She was the heavyweight champ, man. She was on top of it, and she shined the whole time, man. That was the coolest part. Mom, you absolutely killed it. Dad, you've been killing it.
Yep. It was just so cool, man, to see, her get to celebrate in that with us.
Yeah. I'm with you, brother.
It was an awesome moment.
Ah, that was so nice. I mean, just, and you could see, like, Travis had to get in there to help his brother because his brother just needed a second.
What a beautiful moment for the Kelce brothers.
And yeah.
Travis Kelce, he was buzzing yesterday at that parade.
Yeah, he was. We're not, I refuse to play any Travis Kelce drunk and sad.
I sent you the audio
you
clips.
Said, yeah.
There was no Travis Kelce.
No. I immediately put a big block on the Travis Kelce sound. I don't know what Patrick Mahomes did, but he got it together enough where he didn't sound like a complete blithering drunken idiot.
He sounded good, and there was also fans rallying him to get out of the porta potty. Did you see that one?
I did. He was leaving the porta potty. Everyone's cheering for him. Yeah.
How much beer did he let out?
Oh my God! We don't have time for this because I want to get in. There's no. Okay. Worst porta potty in the middle of a music festival or in the middle of a Super Bowl parade. I'll let you think about it. On the other side, Wesley Chang is going to join the show. Betting and fantasy content for TSN Edge. We get into the NBA All-Star Game and Joel Embiid possible injury. What does that do for Jokic winning the MVP? We'll do that after traffic. Welcome back, everyone. This is Gameplay. I am your host, Matthew Kaz. Joining me now from TSN Edge, it is Wesley Chang to discuss all things NBA. Wesley, thanks for joining the show today.
Always a pleasure. Thank God.
So, yeah, let's start here. Just we got a couple games on tonight. Actually, Clippers and Phoenix Suns. That's a fun game. It's basically a pick'em, and Kawhi's going to play and Paul George. So a rarity there. But let's first go to the All-Star game. What do you guys got planned? What's going on with TSN Edge?
Well, obviously, All-Star game is going to be on our broadcast. So that's important. You're going to be able to see all the games here on Sunday. But we're also doing some like extra social coverage. So, I know you'll cause. You're a big TikTok guy, right?
Of course. I'm always on the TikTok.
Okay, get on the TikTok with Cause, all right? The TSN Edge team, we're going to be going live, doing some fun games relating to the three-point competition, dunk contest, just trying to, show a little bit more kind of side, like second screen action when it comes to all of the festivities. And then the All-Star game, obviously, free to watch on the broadcast yourself. So, trying to do something a little bit different. Some of the stuff Dom, Fab, myself, Connor, we're all going to be on. So, look out for us on TikTok, TSN Edge. We'll go from there.
Well, let's focus on my favorite event of the All-Star Weekend. And it's not actually the game until maybe the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Then I enjoy the NBA All-Star game. Before that, hey, it's fun in the background, but I'm not really going to be watching it that closely. But the three-point contest.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Because not only do you have skill, but you all, like guys like Buddy Hield and Tyler Hero, but you got Damian Lillard, you got Jason Tatum, so you got legitimate stars. Like, to me, the three-point contest, I think at least for this weekend, is the crown jewel event.
I find it always is, every season. And the reason being, you just think about the players who participate. They care, right?
Yeah.
It's not like any of these other All-Star game for any of the other sports where there's like injury risk or there's reputation. You can really kind of jeopardize your reputation. Even slam dunk contest, right? Some guys back out because they just don't want to risk, making a fool out of themselves, yada, yada. Three-point contest, like every single person's vying to get in there. The guys who are not like selected for it yet deserve to be in there, they're out there on social media chirping, oh, I guess 45% from three is not good enough to get into the contest. So people want this, so there's a prestige, and I think because the players are also kind of involved or interested in participating, it creates that hype, as you're mentioning, why it's such a good contest.
Is there, where would you go in terms of placing a bet on it? Buddy Hield's the favorite at plus 420, the one with the longest odds, Julius Randle at plus 950. As a Knicks fan, don't bet on Julius Randle. But where would you go in this one?
Well, shamelessly, I don't know if you remember, last year I called Carl Anthony Towns, and he was the longest odds, so that hit.
Right.
I gotta shamelessly plug myself for getting one right. I don't think I'm gonna get it right this year. It's just always kind of a crapshoot, but how can I not? How can I not go with Dame Time Damian Lillard?
Yeah.
I know he's the second shortest odds. you know what I like about it? It's just he's in good form right now, right? Like his actual, he's like what, first in the league? I forget what he's averaging points per game, but he's been like going off. And he's been hitting all these ridiculous three-pointers. I get it. Dame Time's like a good in-game three-point shooter, but he's just as good at this too. I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets right back in there. So I don't know. It's a fun one. I don't got any good analytics for you.
That's fine. Right? No. We don't need
Dame Time. Yeah. Let's go.
Also, like if someone has too much analytics on the NBA All-Star game, I almost don't trust you because it's. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the All-Star game. Like for instance, I'm looking at All-Star game MVP, and first thing I do is I eliminate anyone over the age of 30.
I don't think that's good analytics.
Yeah, so I'm going to knock that out right now. I'm going to knock out Jokic because he just doesn't care.
Oh, so, yeah. You know, I'm with you.
He doesn't,
Cause, I think you got to bang on. Like, I love your criteria, man. I'm with you. I like all of it.
I would do Luka, but he's got to be tired. Mike, he was doing everything last night in that Dallas-Denver game. The guy I like, maybe like a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's not like he's like, oh, I got to be ready for 45 minutes a night. Because, I mean, yeah, I know OKC's doing a little better than expected. But he's got all the offensive weaponry. He's young. And 19-1, there's at least a little bit of value there. There's at least nine guys that have shorter odds. But do you have a leaning at all for the All-Star Game MVP? And if you don't worry about it. We'll just go in another direction.
No, my favorite is talking like criteria, right? So, when it comes to MVP betting, I think my main two criteria, very similar to what you just mentioned. Number one, you got to have a guy who's got flashy plays or can have like highlight moments, right? So using Damian Lillard again as an example, he'll just like hit crazy three-pointers. So Steph Curry does the same thing during his All-Star contest. On the flip side, you get a guy like Ja Morant, right? Rim rocking dunks, like some crazy highlight things that you'll only ever see in a All-Star game. You know, you think back to like the old days, right? Like Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, you know, throwing it off the backboard to themselves, those type of moments.
Yeah.
So I think that's what captures the imagination, fans when it comes to the All-Star break. But my second criteria is similar to what you said about Jokic. You gotta pick a guy who is like super selfish as a player. You can't have a Jokic in this because like Jokic is just too selfless and he just doesn't care. I look at a guy like Giannis is the favorite for a reason. Okay?
Yep.
I completely understand why he's the favorite. But then you get a guy like Anthony Edwards come on and press conference fully saying, "Look, now that I'm in, when I'm on the court, I'm taking every single shot to time the ball's in my hand." like how do you bet against a guy like that who's not going to pass the ball once, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe they won't pass him the ball anymore because he's being too selfish. But those are the type of guys, right? You got to think are the ones who are going to actually go off. Like Westbrook's one of the prime examples in past All-Star games where he took the game more seriously than everyone else. And he ended up, you know, putting up crazy numbers because of it. So I'd say those are my two criteria. Cause no crazy thoughts. It's a pure fuel play.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah. No, it's, listen, I prefer that than, well, let me give you all the analysis I've done. No. It's the All-Star game.
No chance.
Moving over to Toronto Raptors, joined by Wesley Chang, covers all things betting and fantasy basketball related with TSN Sports and TSN Edge. Right when the moment they got Jakob Poeltl, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bet the Raptors to make the playoffs at +184. Your thoughts on that bet now that it's like a week later?
Well, you and I took the same bet, so I'll shout out to you that we see the same things. But, you know, the other thing I want to flag, hey, if it wasn't for that collapse against the Jazz, the Raps would be on a six-game win streak right now.
Yeah.
You know? So they're getting into good form. There's two things. I wrote an article, and one of the things I spotlighted for the Raptors was looking at the press conference Masai gave and some of the things that he was hinting at last week. And I think like five or six times he answered questions from the press referencing how he thought the Raps were playing very selfish in the month leading up to the deadline. And so talking about like, okay, now that the dust has settled, what are the areas of growth and opportunity for them? So I think those words must have gotten back to the team because, I mean, look at Fred, first of all, just from the last game. What type of elite performance was that? Like breaking records, seven assists in the first quarter, 15 for the game. But the Raptors have actually, in this little window, gone from 28th in the league, third worst, at assist rate. And then in the last three games, they've jumped up to 14th. So I know it's a small sample, but even if you're just watching these games eye test-wise, you can see the balls kind of flowing a little bit better. Whereas on that West Coast trip, there's a lot of hero ball. A lot of, like, you know, dribble, 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 no pass, wave off, and then, like, drive into, you know, double coverage and still try to put up a shot. Raps are doing a lot better, getting the ball moving. And Poeltl, I think, is a big part of it. Poeltl's a very competent passing big man in the paint. And even though it was the scoring that really stood out for him last game, like, he makes the right decision almost always. He's not a selfish player at all. So I just think it works out really well to have a guy like that on the court who is not always looking for his own shot. And you get the ball moving a little bit better. And I guarantee if you look at shot quality data, the Raptors have had really good looks these last three games.
You know, it's interesting. You bring up Jakob Poeltl and talking about the ball movement. Actually, that's where I wanted to go. I had this question written down. And I was watching that last game where, you know, Jakob Poeltl was like 15 of 17 or whatever he was. And I wonder, do I start looking at the overs for individual assist prop bets for guys like Van Vliet and Barnes, because Poeltl just provides an easier target close to the basket where, I mean, Van Vliet had like 15 assists and Barnes had 6 or 7, but a lot of them were just easy. It's like, okay, Poeltl worked, got position. Let me throw him the ball. He makes one move and sinks a 6-footer. Like, I wonder what impact Poeltl can have on the individual assist numbers for some of the other Raptors.
A lot of shameless plugs for me today. On Tuesday, I wrote an article exactly citing that the individual overs on assist props is an opportunity to chase between like the first 3 to 5 games of the Raptors post-trade deadline before, you know, the lines get adjusted. So next game, when they come back, make sure the lines are still somewhat deflated, and Fred, Pascal, Scotty, I think those are all guys worth taking a look at as long as the line is fair. Like you said, Poeltl's just, we didn't have anybody before who kind of can just put up these little floaty kind of push shots a few feet away from the rim and just create something out of nothing when the clock's kind of running down. A lot of those shots Poeltl took, I don't think anybody else on the Raptors were capable of doing prior to the deadline. These ones where it's like they look kind of funky. But because he's so tall, he can kind of just, like, leave it up there and then, like, bounces on the rim once or twice off the backboard and just falls in. Fred, obviously, was the biggest beneficiary last game. But I think Siakam and Barnes should continue to see more assist opportunities.
Last question for you, Wesley, because it wouldn't be a Wesley Chang interview without an MVP question. But at least this time... But at least this time, I get to put a bit of a new spin on it. Joel Embiid may sit out the All-Star game. He said he hasn't been healthy the past 3 weeks or a month. If this is just true and not just some sort of odd Embiid bravado, and, you know, I'll take him for his word on it, should people run, not walk, to bet on Nikola Jokic to win his third consecutive MVP? It's not great numbers at minus 250, but Embiid is second at plus 600. And if this is all true and they start limiting Embiid, that can only help Jokic, who never gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, minus 250, I know people see that as a short price. I'm one of those people as well. I get nervous that it's already too late to bet on this award. The other one that really hurts is ESPN released their second edition of the straw poll.
Yeah, I saw that.
MVP straw poll. Yeah. 77 of the 100 votes, first place votes went to Jokic. So I tell you, I mean, if you really want to get money down, I think Jokic is very much in line to get his third straight MVP. I wouldn't bet against it. Let's put it that way.
It's incredible. Like last night, another triple-double. He took 9 shots. There was four other members of the Nuggets who took more shots than Jokic. Like, this is a guy, it's funny, he just doesn't care about his numbers.
I know. And I'd say the biggest shout-out for them is, like, again, you and I have talked about parity, like, maybe 50 times talking about parity. The Nuggets are 5 games clear of second in the West. So they're in a class of their own, and they deserve it, and Jokic is a big part of it.
Wesley, thank you so much. Check out his work and the work of TSN, TSN Edge during the NBA All-Star Game. Where can people go? Where can they find it for the second screen for the second options this weekend?
Big TikTok guy, Cause.
That's
we're
right.
going to be on TikTok, TSN Edge. That's where you'll find us on Saturday for the dunk contest and the three-point contest.
That'll be great. I'll do my best to catch it. But when I'm on TikTok, it's always about the newest cutting-edge dances. So that's usually where I am.
All day. Appreciate you.
Take care. That is Wesley Chang from TSN Edge. On the other side, we have got Sound of the Day after traffic, which is brought to you by JanPro, proudly serving Canadian businesses for over 25 years. Put your trust in JanPro, the leader in commercial cleaning and disinfection services. Visit janpro.ca today. How did Andy Reid celebrate the Super Bowl? Pretty much exactly what you think. We'll play that sound right after traffic. Tomorrow's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $30 million. Text MAX, that's M-A-X, and your name to 105050 for your chance to win $100 in Lotto Max tickets with Encore. Standard message rates apply to all entries. Lotto Max, dream to the max. This is Gameplay. I'm your host, Matthew Goss, right here on TSN 1050. And again, the show, as always, brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more and get your winnings fast when you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. The big stories, obviously, the Toronto Maple Leafs destroy Chicago 5-2. Auston Matthews looks like he didn't miss a game. Brilliant goal by him, set up by Nylander. And then his defensive play on Seth Jones helped set up the Connor Timmins goal that made it 5-2. Five different Maple Leafs scored. Samsonov did his job beyond one bad turnover by Callie Yarncroc. That was a damn impressive win. But again, the context is Chicago is a damn bad team. And to me, the most exciting thing would have been if at the end of the game, if Patrick Kane just went peace and said, I'm going to skate to the Leafs bench and just join the team, join the home team to that locker room. That would have been that would have made for a hell of a story today.
It would have. Would have shaken all the storylines up.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see March 3rd. That might be the time.
Yeah.
He goes.
Here's what I wanted. I wanted him, and I can't say the line because, we'll get in trouble. But from half-baked, when the one individual quits from the fast food restaurant, F you, F you, F you, you're cool, F you, and then I'm out. If Kane had done that. We do this at the end of each and every show. It is time now for Sound of the Day.
Sound of the Day, Sound of the Day. Here comes the Sound of the Day.
And Sound of the Day, this is exactly what you expect. Here is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, on what he did to celebrate.
Yeah, I went to Pizza 51. That's what I did. And got a mushroom and sausage pizza. How about that? And a salad, just to make my, you know, chubbiness feel good.
Love it.
By the way, mushroom sausage, solid pizza. Let me just say this right now. Let me get this out there. People that get too many toppings, get out of here. I hate the too many toppings on a pizza.
Like you can't go like three or more, eh?
No more than three, because you're not tasting one. Then it's just a montage of flavors all together. Then you can't distinguish them. You know, you know what the same thing is? When someone takes like 10 minutes to order their hamburger, oh, I like this. You're not going to taste it. Good hamburger, I'm there for the hamburger. I'm there for the ground beef. You know, I'll throw in a couple of things here, a little cheese, little lettuce, little ketchup, but I don't need much more than that. You know, just give me the burger. I don't like too many toppings on anything.
I'm going in that direction as well. I stick to the usual one to two, like maybe the pepperoni or the hot pepper usually. Like that's what I'm rolling most of the time. But
yeah,
I can't go any more than that. Mushroom, I'm not the biggest fan of. So
you don't like mushrooms? No. Well, you're young. I didn't like mushrooms as much at 20, but mushrooms are great because they are the easy vegetable.
Yeah.
For people like me that at my age, where I'm still a child when it comes to the vegetables I like or don't like, the mushroom is critical. because, you know, a lot of the broccolis and asparagus and things like that, I'm like, not a fan of. So I'll take the mushroom.
For sure. Maddie, we were talking about it before. Tiger Woods just teeing off first hole.
Birdie.
First birdie.
That's right. There's a fan.
Genesis.
It's too late now. I hope people got on it. FanDuel had a boost. Would Tiger Woods get three or more birdies today? So keep an eye on FanDuel for whatever boost. Keep moving on forward, you know, just for the second, third, and fourth round. And if everyone out there, I bet Tiger to make the cut, mostly because I just feel karmically it's a disaster to bet against Tiger to miss a cut.
And the amount of eyes that are watching him right now.
Yeah.
He's the primary focus. Yes, John Rahm might be leading the tournament right now, but there's the Tiger cam, and we'll monitor it all the way up until April.
Hey, we got a little more time for it, because let's face it. There's the next time you'll see the Raptors, it'll be the All-Star game. You got a couple NBA and NHL games tonight, but no Maple Leafs till Saturday. To me, my big focus is the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers, just to see Kawhi and Paul George. That'll do it for us. Good job by you, Josh. If anyone missed it, check out the podcast of the show. We had some really cool interviews today, but that's it. We're done. Overdrive is coming up next. Time now for traffic.